going to happen when the Shiach comes. So I think it's pretty well known that this is a machlokas amoraim. If you look at Makor number one, I didn't have to put these first 2.5 lines. Just look in the end of the third line of number one. V'amar Rav Chiya bar Abba Rav Yochanan, Rav Chiya bar Abba Rav Yochanan, kolan v'yim kulam lonus nabu elo limos Mashiach. All the words in the V'yim are going to come true in limos Mashiach. Aval yolam haba, ayin l'rasol kim zu lascha. Apparently everyone agrees that limos Mashiach is not the same as olam haba. Right? Limos Mashiach, well, let's say comes first perhaps. So in Yemos Mashiach, that's what all the Nevi'im. All the Nevi'im meaning, I assume he primarily has in mind, you know, the what we're used to from Shiva to Nechemta, all the beautiful Nevuos, that's not relevant, although it's a Gemara, which is very important always. But this is. What he has in mind is the beautiful Nevuos and Nechama from the second half of Yeshaya, which are all about how great it'll be in the future, as well as some of the other Nevi'im also have beautiful visions of what'll happen, loss of level. That's all you must check. But Olam Haba is indescribably good. And no one ever saw it but Hashem, right? No one but Hashem can understand Olam Haba. Upliga de Shmuel, Machlokes de Shmuel, Dar Shmuel, Eimer Olam Haba, says Olam Mashiach, Shem Malchus Bavad. Shmuel says, what do you mean? Although Yemos Mashiach is not all these crazy things that the lamb will lie with the wolf and whatever, 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 and we'll beat our swords into plowshares, and you know there'll be gems on the gates of Yerushalayim and etc. No, Yemos Mashiach is just like nowadays. What's Mashiach? Mashiach means a king, right? A king is Nimshach B'Shem Benishra Alpidin, and it means we'll have a Jewish king. Now there's Shibud Malchios. Even nowadays, okay, so we have a Jewish state, but there's still a shtickle Shibud Malchios, because the state isn't quite as Jewish as it could be, and even if the state was as Jewish as it could be, it's not quite as independent as it could be. You know, there's even, you know, Netanyahu's still, checking to see what Obama says before he makes any important decisions, or at least sends out a trial balloon to see if he can get away with threatening to have a havmin of doing something that Obama doesn't approve of. But, okay, let's say Lu Yitzuyer, okay, so the right people got elected to Knesset, and Lu Yitzuyer, they were a little more successful, and, I assume Shimon Malchus means if Iran is about to, make nuclear weapons, that's also a sort of Shimon Malchus. But it means that Mamish, there'll be a good government in Eretz Yisrael, and there'll be a good leader, and he'll be a nice, firm guy, and, we'll be safe, and we won't be worried about our enemies every second. Not such a crazy idea. That's Yemos HaMashiach. Shenemar kilo yechtel v'yom mikar v'aretz. Because the Torah says there will always be poor people. It means even Yemos HaMashiach there will be poor people. Doesn't sound from the second half of Sefer Yeshaya there will be poor people. So it must be that it will just be Shimon Malchios. So what are the two deos here? Here we have Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan. And here we have Shmuel with his famous phrase of Ella Shibud Malchios Bilvad. And what are they arguing about? Right? Number one is what will Yemos HaMashiach be like? Chiya bar Abba says all the Dibrei Hanaviyim. And Shmuel says just Shibud Malchios. It just means successful religious Zionism. That's it. I mean, not such a Milsa Zutrasi. Just Shibud Malchios. L'chora, they also argue about what Olam Haba will be like. Right? Because, what's the Kasha on Shmuel? The Kasha on Shmuel is, so, when are the words of the Nevi'im going to come true? What does Shmuel say? He says, Olam Haba is indescribable. L'chora, what does Shmuel hold? What are the Nevi'im talking about, right? What did the Nevi'im talk about? The Nevi'im talked about Yemos HaMashiach. Okay, what does Shmuel hold? What did the Nevi'im talk about? They didn't say it was just going to be Elishib and Malchus Bilvad. So l'chora, what does Shmuel hold? Yeah, the Nevi'im talked about Olam Haba. Right? He would say, no, the Nevi'im are describing Olam Haba. We'll put it in brackets, because it doesn't say so quite so mefurish, but that's l'chora what turns out. And what's a concrete nafkamina in Yemos HaMashiach between
Should have left some more room.
Between Shmuel and Rabbi Barbara.
None? That Shmuel says, what will there be in Yemos Mashiach? What will there still be?
Poor people.
Poor people, right? Just Shivud Malchios, but there will be poverty. And obviously, Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan says, there will be no poverty. Okay, next Gemara, number two. Rabbi Lazar, Amar Tach, Sheet and Hain, Love, right? We know this Machlok, Rabbi Lazar, Chachamim, about whether you're allowed to go outside on Shabbos with weaponry, etc., right? So Chacham holds no, it's Otsah, and Rabbi Lazar holds it's ornaments, it's jewelry, right? And therefore, you're allowed to walk outside with it. So Atanya, Amar Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, Chachamim, Sheet and Lom, Neim, and Telemos Mashiach, they said to Rabbi Lazar, if they're tachshiten, then why will they beat their swords into plowshares in Yom HaMashiach? They'll still be good for ornamental use. He says, oh, they'll beat their swords into plowshares because they don't need them anymore because no one will make wars anymore. But no, our kasha was, why don't they leave them for decoration? According to you, he holds that it's considered a big end on Shabbos. So I'm going to have a shrag with the hara. No, because everyone agrees in Yom HaMashiach won't even be ornamental, because it's like a candle in the daytime, meaning once there's no more wars, then it won't be decorative anyway, because it'll just look silly. But nowadays, my folks, whether it's decorative or not. Okay, what's the assumption? The assumption is that in Yom HaMashiach there will not be wars. Upliga de Shmuel, which is against Shmuel. Domer Shmuel, ein ben olam zelim Mashiach, shuvim begolius bilvad, shenemar kilu yachtel v'yom mekar v'aretz. It's against Shmuel, because Shmuel holds not only will there be poverty in Yemos Mashiach, but there will be wars in Yemos Mashiach. Now, the Chorus Shmuel holds will win the wars, right? Because if we lost the wars, then that would be Shivan Malchus, right? Or, no, maybe we could even lose a war. We'll go out, I don't know, we'll want to conquer, you know, Sri Lanka or something. So, Taka, we could win or lose when we want to conquer Sri Lanka. As long as, you know, we don't lose to, like, Jordan and Egypt and Syria, then that would be Shivan Malchus. So we'll still have wars. There'll still be wars. I don't know. The Chinese will still fight the Taiwanese, and the Indians will still fight the Pakistanis. And Taka maybe will go out and conquer Australia, or we won't conquer Australia. We'll win Australia. We'll lose Australia. All these things can still happen. Just around here, we won't feel like our enemies are about to attack us. There won't be Shibud Malchus. So Shmuel says there will be poverty and war. There will be poverty and war. And this Gemara argues on it. This Brisa argues on him. That's what I say. Who does the Brisa hold like? So no poverty and no war. He holds no poverty and no war. The yom will come true. The nevuas will come true. So there'll be poverty and war. Like the mamas, there'll be drugs. They'll need policemen to arrest burglars. Just we'll have successful religious Zionism. So, and then the Gemara just has the Ipcha Lashon. They say, they'll ask, if the other version of the Brisa is, they ask for Elazar, while they're both Moshiach, even Yemos Mashiach will still have wars. And then, that would be like Shmuel, Upligat Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Fine. Those are the two deos. Let's see how the Rambam paskins. The Rambam number three. Val Yal Al Daitcha Shamelach HaMashiach. It's actually pretty famous. Everyone knows. How does the Rambam paskin? Like, what? You're not fair. You already were Osek in Machshava once before in your life. You're not a typical yeshiva bacher. But everyone, bookbinder's not allowed to talk. Everyone knows the Rambam holds, like Shmuel. Why does the Rambam say number three? Val yala daitcha shemelech Mashiach tzarech lasos osos mofsim mechadish dvarim ba'olam. Don't even have a half meaning. The Melech Mashiach needs to make osos mofsim and needs to make chidush dvarim ba'olam or mechayim esipes dvarim elu. Ein hadavar kach. Right, Shari Rabbi Akiva Chacham Gadol Chacham Mishnah Hayav Huah Yonosei Kel Shem Kuziba Melech. Right, Rabbi Akiva. Right, you're not going to get better than Rabbi Akiva. He was Bar Kochba's arms bearer. Vuyo Omer Lo Shemelech Mashiach, and he Darshin Dorach Kochav Miyakov. That's Bar Kochba, and he's the Mashiach. V'dima Uvu Chacham Chnedor Shemelech Mashiach. Right, we're not sure exactly how the Rambam knew some of these details, like Chacham Doro. The Rambam says Rabbi Akiva and all his colleagues held that as a Havmi that Bar Kochba was Mashiach. Still he was killed. Obviously, when he was killed, they went to Maskan and realized he wasn't. They never asked him for a miracle. Okay, the beginning of this Rambam, not our topic right now, is a good raya for the Lubavitchers, because it says Melech Mashiach doesn't need to do osos umofsim and mechayim esim, and the Rebbe didn't do osos umofsim and wasn't Mechayim Mason. The end part is a little trickier because it says that if you're killed, then Igloi Milsa, that it was only happening that you're not Mashiach, and dollars is going to be even more tricky. It says, Vim Yamod Melch meets David. It says, what's Mashiach Taka? If a Melch meets David comes up, okay, whether or not the Lubavitcher is from base David, anybody's guess, could be. Hogeb a Torah, but Osig Mitzvah's David Aviv, definitely qualifies there. Kafi Torshim Ksav Bal Peh, right? Yes, can't be a Karite. V'yikov Kol Yisrael Leilch Belachazik Bidkov, Yilochim Lachamas Hashem, Harizeb Echez Geshu Mashiach. Okay, if he forces all the Jews to keep the Torah and shores up the breaches, right? It's interesting. This is a little not so politically correct nowadays. But, you know, if you want to get all the Jews to keep the Torah, eventually you're going to have to just make some laws and enforce them, right? You can only convince so many people. Convince 90%. But eventually, you know, you have to put your foot down. And he fights the wars of Hashem. Okay, this is where all the debates are nowadays, right? Did the Lubavitcher Rebbe force all the Jews to keep the Torah? I mean, probably did more towards that than anyone else ever did. And how about fighting wars? You have to take it metaphorically. Okay, Did he build the base of Mikdash? Depends on the status of 770. Anyway, Lamais, it's a little dachuk. In this. Clearly, one thing is for sure, meaning it's a bit of a shame that Lubavitcher Rebbe, like, he ends up being a bit of a bizarre to him, because, you know, people think, right, if you're a real chacham, and people say, no, you're like God Almighty, that ends up being Mizayim to you, because who are you compared to God Almighty? So Lubavitcher Rebbe was like one of the greatest Jewish leaders ever. And then they said he was Mashiach, and Taka compared to Mashiach, he's not so great, so it ends up being a Mizayim. But really, he probably has fulfilled these things more than anyone else ever did, at least, you know, in the past couple thousand years. But anyway, it's hard to say all the way. So really, it should be impressive, like he was closer to this than anyone else ever was in the history, whoever made more Jews from than him, right? And whoever, you know, but what happens is then some people overreached and then made him look bad by comparison. So what can you do? All right, Viter. Harez Becheske, it's a chazaka that you're Mashiach if you are a king and you're a big Talmud Chacham and Tzaddik and you make all the Jews from and win the wars. And fight wars. But if you actually beat all the enemies and win all the wars, one of Mikdash Kol, one build a base on Mikdash, we keep it in Israel and do keep its goal. You also raise the Mashiach Bavadai. That's Bavadai Mashiach. Because what's the definition of Mashiach? There's nothing supernatural here. I mean, obviously, you know, you need some Siach and Shemaya, because this is a pretty ambitious agenda. And there's nothing supernatural. You have to be a king. You have to just be like, you know, like David HaMelech, and maybe do one or two extra things. You know, which is, again, you need a lot of Siyach Tishmaya, but it's not supernatural. You need to be a king, keep it Tzgolios, and win all the wars, and build a base of Mikdash, right? Anyone can build a big building. Once you win all the wars, no kunst to build a base of Mikdash. The kunst is winning all the wars. You know, nowadays, if you won all the wars for me, I would build you a base of Mikdash. That's not the kunst. So then he's Mashiach Bevadai, Vim Lowitz Lechad Kohen Nerag, and what if he starts out but doesn't end up finishing? Then he's not Mashiach. He's like Chizkiyahu and Yoshiyahu and all the Gevaldik Tzaddikim among Malchut Beis David. So the Rambam, and then in the next parak Yud Beis, number 4, he continues. Al Yala Leiv Shimos Mashiach Yivad Dov Menoh Shalom. Don't think that in Yimos HaMashiach, the Minhag HaOlam will change. There'll be miracles. Oshim Chiddush Ma'aseh Bereishis. There'll be Chiddushim in science. It'll be a regular minhag. And when it says in Yeshaya that the wolf will lie with the lamb and the leopard will play with the kid goat, no, are you kidding? And you must Mashiach, the wolf lies with the lamb, it'll start out very fun, and then the wolf will have a nice full stomach, and the lamb will be in lamb heaven. And same for the leopard and the kid goat. Right? That's all a mashal achid. It's all meant allegorically. What does it mean? In Yiddish, Yisrael, Yosel, Levan, Rishi, Akam, Shulam, Kizev, and Amir. Right? We're the Gdi and the Keves. And, you know, and the, what's his name? Nasrallah and Ahmadinejad are the Namir and the Ze'ev. And Yimos HaMashiach will sit around with all the enemies and all the Rishay Akum, and they won't hurt us. Shenemar, Zevoros, Shadim, Namir, Shogar, Lerayim, brings Psochem. Yachtukum, Dasem, is everyone will believe in the true religion. Lo Yigzul, Lo Yishchisu. And what does it mean that, you know, the all Aryeh Kabakar, Yokal Teven, right? The lion will eat straw with the cows. No. If you let the lion into your farm, the lion will eat the cows, and then you'll have a lot of straw left over. What it means is that they won't, what do you mean they'll eat? What is eating? You mean it's parnasa. That they won't rob people, and they won't destroy things, that everyone will make an honest living. Ellen Yochlu Davar Mutav and Achzad Shal, they'll eat beheter with the Jews. We'll sit and we'll eat beheter with honest earned money. And all the worst pirates and all the pirates in Somalia will earn money and get money very honestly and make a parnasa very calmly. All the things that Nevi'im say about Mashiach are allegorical. And I can't promise you what it means, but when Mashiach comes, you'll see what the allegory is for and what exactly the meaning was. The Ravid, again, sometimes I don't fully understand his hasagos. He says, what about says in the Torah, Shvati Chaya Rav and Aretz? The Torah says Hashem will get rid of all the wild animals from Eretz Yisrael. And nowadays, that would be a bad thing, I think. We're very environmentally sensitive. But in those days, it was considered a good thing to get rid of all the wild animals. The Rambam might say that's also a mashal. The Chayara means the terrorists. Or you could also say, meaning it's not so crazy, that with Derech Olam, if you build up a lot of cities and you're very successful, all the highest roads go to the nature preserve and you fence them in. But in the Torah, they can't. Right, so that's, but even so, first of all, the Rambam holds plenty of sukkim in the Torah and Mishalim. And not to mention the fact, it's not so hard to get rid of wild animals in the land. I mean, by nowadays, we're lucky if we have any wild animals left and we preserve them and make them protected species.
Question for the Rambam, when is it that the rest of the Ulam are fighting with each other and stealing as long as they're not affecting the Jews in Eretz Israel? It shouldn't be an issue,
right? Right, the truth is that so far the Rambam just says that they won't bother us, although he did say they'll eat benachas im Yisrael. He didn't say what will happen to the ones who live 6,000 miles away from the Jews. But it's clear later on that he thinks Mala Arts Deyas Hashem. So he thinks the whole world comes to perfection in Yom Mashiach. That's part of Yom Mashiach, for the whole world is perfected, not just us. Now, Amr Nevi Chacham Ein Ben Olam Zalim Mashiach Loshim Machiz Vavad Mefurish. This is the Derech of the Rambam, right? The Derech of the Rambam is that when one person says something in Shas, even if not everyone said it, he calls it Amru Chachamim, because he doesn't quote names, and that's the line he prefers. Chacham said, there's no difference in annual Shabbat Shem Malchus Bilvad. Here we shoot and shoulder in Neviyim, right? The Pashem Shad of the Neviyim, Shabbat Chilash Mosh Mashiach Tiyam Lechem is Gogu Magol. First, there'll be a war of Gogu Magog, V'shakotu Melchem is Gogu Magog, Yagmo Navi, L'yashu Zol Hachem Liban, and before Melchem is Gogu Magog, a Navi will come to straighten out the Jews and prepare their hearts, and Emer Hine Enofi Shalech Nemes Eliyah Navi, Ve'ein Obad Lo Latami Atar V'lo Tara Tami V'lo Lifso L'Nash Shemichez Gizkash V'lo Hashem Mishah Chuchu Sulem Elo Som Shalom Ba'olam Shenem Ve'eish Levovas Albanim. Okay, that's detailed, needn't concern us. Now, V'eish Nacham Shah Omer Shekonim Yizmi Yachav Eliyahu. Okay, some people say it's Davke Eliyahu, some people say allegorically it just means a good Navi like Eliyahu. Chol Eilu Dvarim Chayotz Mem Lo Yeda Adem Eichiyu Ad Shiyu. In any case, you're not going to know till it happens. Shad Dvarim Stumei Tzel Leviyim, they were written unclearly by the Neviyim. B'gam HaChachamim Lan Kabal Dvarim Eilu, there was no Masorah about this. Elof Yechrei HaPesukim, they just tried to figure out the Pesukim with their own minds. Lefigo Yesh Lamechlok Dvarim Eilu, that's where they argue about it. Well, Kolpan, I mean, Cedar of Ice, the Varma Yilvul, if you can't make it in any case, the exact order of what's going to happen in Yosef Mashiach and the details are not an Iker of Judaism. The Mashiach, we know, is the 12th Iker. But exactly how it'll happen, that's Shtriyot, that's not an Iker of Judaism. Lo Omen Yosasim Devar Godus, and you shouldn't get into these kinds of Agadtas too much. Lo Yarech Midrashim Word Bin Yonam Eloh Yitzvahem, and you shouldn't spend too much time in the Midrash about these things. Lo Yisim Iker, and not make them important, make them more important than they are. She'im Avim Lo De Yir Lo De Ava. In order to argue about exactly how Melchamas Gog and Magog will come about, doesn't add to your Ava Hashem or Yiras Hashem. V'chein Lo Yachshu Akitzen, obviously you shouldn't try to calculate when the Mashiach will come, because Amrucham Tipak Rucham Shal Mechash V'kitzen Mechacham, curse those who are Mechash V'kitz, El Yechakim Yam Chal, what you do, you should be Mechakelo, right, like it says in the Anonymous, and you should believe in the general idea of Mashiach, like we explained, and not worry about the details, because the Maisa, when they happen, they'll happen in front of your eyes. You won't have to figure anything out. Until they happen, you're not going to figure them out anyway, because it's too hard. Gimel, we may have Melch Mashiach, says Yasu Mechan, Melach, to be Skatsu, Eilu Kishol. Mashiach comes, and as his kingdom is established, and it gathers all the Jews to Israel, Yisyach to Kulam, Pivruch, Kodesh, No Halav. Even though he said he's not going to change halachas, and he's not going to change the psak, and he's not going to change people's halachic status, right? He's not going to say, Bash thought he was kosher, really he's a mamzer. And the other guy thought he was a mamzer, really he's kosher. No, he's not going to change anyone's halachic status. There's one exception. That he's going to tell everyone their yichus within the Jewish people. He's going to tell us who's really Cohen, who's really Levi. He won't passel anyone from the Kahal, but he'll passel people from Kuhn and Levi and tell them they're Yisrael. So before he's passing in Ezra,
that until the Mashiach comes, they won't know who's really coming. He lamach brocha kodesh miyachsen lozakim odin miyuchas ve'enem yachsen shol l'shiftein. But he only tells what shevet you're from. Shemodiyah shezem shevet plom zem shevet plom. He will ain or moshlim becheskes kashu zem mamzer se eved shadinu shemishpacha shenitma nitma. He won't possibly anyone to say they're an eved or a mamzer because the halacha is once you're assimilated, you're assimilated. What? What? Oh, well, a mamzer is from a shevet, right? What about the eved? I don't know. Maybe he'll tell you you're not from a shevet. What about a ger? Ger is also not from a shevet. Not so crazy. Right. Lomnis ava chum nevim yos mashiach. Why do all the chum nevim want yos mashiach? Lo kadei sheyishlutu al kol olam. Everyone remember, the Rambam already told us this in the Hakdama to the Perish on Perchelik. The all the chum nevim didn't want yos mashiach so they could rule the world. Lo kadei sheyudu ba'akum, where they could, you know, reign over the goyim. Lo kadei sheynasas al amar, so that everyone should praise them. Lo kadei lechav lishul smach, not to eat and drink and be merry. Ella, there's only one reason that you want Tatzlach and Olam Hazeh, Kiddush Yupnuyim Torah Chachma, so they can be free for Torah and Chachma, and they won't have to worry about wars and this and that. The loyal no Yisum of Atal, no one will press them and stop them, right? The only good thing about Mashiach is not that we really care about beating all the Goyim, not that we really care about everyone praising us and having a lot of money. It's that, then nothing will stop us from learning. Kiddush Yisqal Chai Olam Haba, and then we'll get to Olam Haba, Kamosh B'yarni Hilchas Tshuva, Uba Osa Zman L'Yisham L'Rav B'Muhammad, there'll be no hunger or wars, lo kinah v'tachrus, no competition or jealousy, shatoti mishpas harbe, because there'll be lots, the good will be bountiful, v'chol ha'dan v'tzim ka'ofar, and all the expensive things will be like dirt. Basically, what do we say nowadays? The streets will be paved with gold. V'lo ya'esu kol olam, so basically, no one will have to worry about anything, the streets will be paved with gold. V'lo ya'esu kol ha'olam, eitan, eladashem avad, the whole world, even the goyim, they'll have no primary business, but to learn about the knowledge of Hashem, everyone will sit and learn theology about Hashem all day. What?
How is there still
going to
be poverty?
Okay, hold that thought. Lofika Yisrael. So if the whole world does nothing but osake in, you know, learning about Hashem, then the Jews will become gedolim. The Jews, who, you know, obviously have a head start of a couple thousand years, will be tremendous chacham. And v'yod and dvar mastumen, and will know things that nowadays no one knows. Meaning about Hashem. They will understand Hashem in accordance with the limits of the human capability. Basically, in that, the Jews will be on the Madrega. They'll understand Hashem as best a human being can. Okay, that is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam is very, very clear that nothing supernatural or miraculous will happen in Yemos HaMashiach, and he passes like Shmuel. But Avram Yehuda says, hold on a second, is the Rambam really passing like Shmuel? Everyone in the Veld thinks the Rambam, everyone's grandmother thinks the Rambam passing like Shmuel. But Avram Yehuda says, that's so poshut. What were the two concrete nafkaminas between Shmuel and Rav Pia Bar Abba? The two concrete nafkaminas were?
Poverty
and war. And what does the Rambam say in Yemos HaMashiach? Will there be poverty? No, there'll be no poverty, right? The streets will be paved with gold. No competition. Everyone will have whatever they want. They won't have to work. You'll just, I don't know, how's that going to happen? I don't know, you'll have robots doing everything for you, and you'll just sit and learn Torah all day. And he says that there'll be no war, right? Lo rav, lo mochama. Lo rav, lo mochama. So this is what the Lech Mishnah and all the Achronim point out, that everyone has the wrong shot in the Rambam. The Rambam, on the one hand, let's make the Rambam orange. On the one hand, he says, "Ein bin olam zel mashviach el shiva malchus bilvad." But what does he say? There'll be no poverty. There'll be no war. Will all the words of the Nevi'im come true in Yemos HaMashiach according to him? What does he say? Will the words of the Nevi'im be Niskayim?
Yeah,
they're allegorical, but they'll be Niskayim, right? And of course, what does the Rambam hold about Olam Haba? Can Nevi'im describe Olam Haba? We know the Rama holds. Number five, the Kama Kama David, this Avil Chayolam Haba, Shemar Luli Amati, the Osmotov Shemar Yitzchayim. Kvar Hodi Uni Chacham Rishonim, Shetoz Olam Haba, in Koch, Odin Lasigal Borya. No one can understand Olam Haba. The Ein Yodea Godla, Vyofi, Vyotzma, Elash Kadosh Baruch Levado. Vishakol Hatov, Shemanad, Bimahem, Anavim, Yisrael. Ein Elo Dvarm, Shemar Guf, Shenen, Bim Yisrael, Mosu Mashiach, Zan Shetosh, Mashal, Yisrael. Aval tovus chayolam haba ein la'erich v'dimyon v'lodimun aviyim kadesh l'yif tzod v'mayon hu shishyom or ein l'rasul kimzulascha. The Rambam said before Shulchan Rabba, all the words of Nevi'im were misnavei for physical things the Jews will enjoy in Yemos Mashiach when we get our kingdom back. But olam haba itself is indescribable. Ein l'rasul kimzulascha. He says explicitly that Nevi'im talked about Yemos Mashiach, and olam haba is
indescribable. So the Rama basically he steals a phrase from Shmuel, right? He has a cute phrase that he takes from Shmuel, Amru Chachamim. But all the actual Shitas, he paskins like Rav Chiya bar Abba Amru Rav Yochanan. And that's what the Lech Avishai points out. I didn't put on the sheet, because we figured that out on our own also for Ma'ayim. The Rama says very mefurish. Basically, the Rama is mefurish that he steals a phrase from Shmuel, but he really doesn't hold from Shmuel, because Shmuel holds that there'll still be war. And Shmuel holds there'll still be poverty. He really holds like Rav Chiya bar Abba Amru Rav Yochanan. Just what's the difference between, basically, how many pshat are there what will happen in Yosef Mashiach? One pshat is Shmuel. Shmuel holds it'll just be a regular world. A regular world with religious Zionism. Just be a regular world. There'll be wars. It'll be like regular, like people have to go to work and like worry about making a living, and you'll have to worry about getting mugged if you're in a dark alley, and you know, it'll be like a regular world. Then there is Rav Chiya bar Abba Kipshuto says it will be a miraculous utopia, right? It'll be a miraculous world, right? The kids will play in the vipers' dens, and the vipers won't bite them. I don't know how many people here have little kids, but and even if you know, you ask your wife, it would be that's Mashiach. If the kid would play with something dangerous and you knew nothing would happen to them, that's Rav Chiya bar Abba, right? It's this miraculous utopia where the animals won't attack you and everyone will have whatever they want, the Or Hashem will shine, etc. That's what it sounds like from Rav Sadia going to number 6. I can't read the whole thing, but he says what's going to happen in when Mashiach comes. He says that that basically he says when Mashiach comes, Mashiach will be Mechayim Mesim, and Hashem will send down the Beis HaMikdash from heaven. It will be built of gems, and the streets, the gates of Yerushalayim will be built of precious stones, and the Or of Hashem will shine from the Mashiach, and the Baalei Chayim will make peace with each other, and the Ze'ev the wolf will lie with the lamb, etc. Rav Sadia seems to think Rav Chiya bar Abba Kipshuto. He says, yeah, all these miraculous things will happen in Yom HaSav Mashiach, and all the wild animals will make peace, and the snakes won't bite us anymore, etc. But that's not the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam's neither of these Shitas. He doesn't say it'll be a regular world, because he holds that Olam Haba is indescribable, therefore the Nevi'im have to be talking about Yosef Mashiach, so it can't be a regular world. On the other hand, he doesn't believe in changes in nature. This is Mefurish, he said a few times, Hashem doesn't change the laws of nature. So the Rambam has Rav Chiya bar Abba, right? Mashal. That's the Rambam Shita. He does look like Rav Chiya bar Abba. It will be a utopian world when Mashiach comes. All the Nechamos of Yeshayah and all the other Nevi'im will come true. It will just be a natural utopia. He doesn't at all hold like Shmuel. He just uses Shmuel as a catchphrase. But he doesn't really mean it, because Shmuel means it seriously. Most people don't realize Shmuel is very radical. His Yom HaSav Mashiach is not all that impressive. I mean, it's very wonderful, but there'll still be war and poverty, and in Shmuel's Yom HaSav Mashiach, it still won't be a perfect world. The Rambam says, no, Yom HaSav Mashiach will be a more perfect world, close to perfect world. Just, he doesn't like this idea of changing nature. So the Rambam says, all the words of Yom come true, just b'mashal. And there won't be, that'll be Kipshuto, right? They'll beat their swords into plowshares. I mean, again, that'll probably everyone agrees that's a mashal. I don't think why do we need plowshares necessarily out of the sword. It means that whatever, that they'll take the, you know, they'll take the nuclear bombs and make them into, you know, power plants so that we can power all the robots to do work for us all day so that we can sit and learn Torah and not have to worry about Parnassa. And, you know, whatever it'll be. But, you know, the laws of nature won't change. Still, if you go into a forest where there are lions and tigers and bears, then you might end up as one of their dinner. But it'll still be a natural world, but it'll be a utopian world because all the people will be educated by Das Hashem to the point where they won't fight, they won't compete, they won't make war anymore, and all they want to do is learn Torah. It's just like, you know, if you can imagine that it's like
The whole, you know, I don't even know what to compare it to nowadays, because even though there are places where people don't worry about Parnassa and just sit on their Torah all day, but they're still very worried about Parnassa. You know, there's no place where they have as much money as they want. But imagine that. It was one big, you know, kollel, where everyone could have as much money as they want, and no one had to worry about what anyone else would do to them. And it's a natural utopia. So there are really three shitas about Yemos Mashiach, and the Rambam holds something in between what we might have thought. Not a miraculous world, but on the other hand, not a world just like this with a slight improvement, but a natural utopia. And that's really, that's the Rambam's general sheet in Machshava, that the basic rules of nature of the world don't change, but nonetheless, with the Das Hashem, you can, you know, which also leads to much more Shnocha Pratis, so you get a lot of easier Parnassa and other things, with the Das Hashem, then we can perfect the world and make it into a very radically different place.
According to those who take Rabbah, the two, like, how can you both be literally that Chaira is going to, like, just leave the land and rip the land, and like, the children can go into the lot, like, the lion's den? The Chaira, there's a lion's den,
Ah, that's an interesting question. If there's going to be no wild animals, then how can the... So, look over the Pashup shot is that Vishbati Chayara, this is... You're never in yeshiva for Pesachim? Okay. Right? This is exactly what the Achronim are shown in debate, that, right, or either you're never in yeshiva for Mesechus Pesachim, or you really, really don't like Rashi. This is exactly Rashi, right? Tashbisus Armi Batechem doesn't mean you mamish to take it out of your house and put it someplace else. It means you're mavatal and sura so that it's harmless. So lachor, most people say Mishbati Chayra Amina Aretz means Hashem's mavatal the rose of the Chaya, and he's mavatal mitzuras Chayra, and that's taka, that's a good raya for Rashi. I'm not making this up. The Achronim actually bring this in, that how you read Vishvati Chayra Aretz affects the Machlokes Rashi and tells about Tashbisu or Metechem. So this would just be a raya for Rashi, that Tashbisu, which, or Unklos, of course, the Targum of that Pasuk is Vavatlon, that Tashbisu means Betul Chameitz, means Betul Tzura.
The Maharavi Praga Zohar about Gashmuel, it goes that even though it's going to be a regular world, but still the curses, that the land was cursed, the Elder was cursed, the Chav was cursed, so all those will revert to what was from before. And the Teva that will be like the Teva that was Korah Machay. It won't be Nisan, but it'll be a much more refined Teva, even according to Gashmuel.
But then why will there be poor people? What?
I guess he learns this. He says there'll still be a mixed-ass people there. Still be
okay, so it is, even according to Shmuel, the Maharal would say I'm exaggerating. It doesn't mean that it's legamre a regular world. There'll still be an improved world, but not improved to the point of a utopia, because there'll still be poor people, and there'll still be people still dying worse.
For the Rambam, that's Rambam. Are they going to convert, or...
The Rambam doesn't say anything about the Goyim converting. I mean, this gets into a much deeper philosophical issue, which I don't want to get into, which is sort of the question of, you know, how important will it be to be a Jew as opposed to a Goy in a case where Mullard's Deyas Hashem already and no one steals and robs and fights anyway. But the Rambam definitely does not. I mean, he seems pretty clear that not everyone's going to be not everyone's going to convert to Judaism, but everyone will accept the true. Everyone will accept the true religion. Meaning, everyone will hold from Judaism, but not everyone will necessarily convert to Judaism. I don't know. Said there are a few weird people in the world who are like Noahites, right? The Noahide Church in Texas, where they all hold from Judaism, didn't convert to Judaism. So obviously nowadays that's a little weird because like. You know, Mimad of Shach, but in Yosef Mashiach, that won't be weird. Everyone will be like that, right? Agav, right? Indiana Jones was a member of that Noahide Church in Texas. Not the it's based on a real person. There's a real guy, Vendel Jones, who actually had adventures, which are like a 60th of a 60th of what it says in the movies. And he actually, like the real guy, he's really an archaeologist who really went to the Holy Land, was interested in these things, and really had cool adventures, although... Not obviously, not that level of cool. And he is like one of the leaders of this Noahide Church in Texas. And he's very into like he's makabel das emes. He just didn't convert. So that's not so crazy. Okay, just one power which I'll make. This is basically three sheet of Yosef Mashiach and the mistake everyone makes about the Rambam, which again I'm not the first to point out. The Lecha Mishnah, all the Achronim pointed out. Just one interesting thing that could be a shtickle nafkamina b'sman hazeh. Nonetheless, there might be a fundamental difference between the Rambam's derech and the Pshat of Rav Chiya bar Abba, if it's not necessarily totally habahadi, Abra points this out, we don't have time to get into it. But, you know, how does Yemos Rashiach come about? For the Rambam, Yemos Rashiach comes about in a very natural way. You just gradually improve the world, etc., etc. Who builds the Beis HaMikdash for the Rambam? She says, Melech Mashiach builds the Beis HaMikdash. Tell me, how does he do it? I don't know, with big machines and, you know, I don't know, bulldozers and tractors and, you know, v'chuli v'chuli and, you know, and he, okay, since he's the Melech Mashiach, so the union doesn't give him trouble. But according to the Derech that sees everything as more miraculous, that would be noted more towards the Derech, the Rasadi, which is the Furj of Rashi and Tosos, the famous Rashi and Tosos, which we all learned in kindergarten, the Sukkah Daf Gimel, which I won't read inside, and it's a Tema to me. There's like a dozen places in Shas where Tosos just repeats Rashi, and I never understood why they have to do that. But maybe there's some, like, I don't know, like historical explanation. But Rashi and Tosin Sukkah say Mefurish that La'as Lovel, the third base of Hektosh, will not be built by human hands at all. It will be Mekhtosh Shem Kona Yodach, it will be come about totally miraculously. So there couldn't be a Shtukal Nafkamina. One could be Mechalik between what it will be in Yemos Mashiach and how you get to Yemos Mashiach. But if you're not Mechalik that, there could be a Shtukal Nafkamina. How do you get to Yemos Mashiach? Do you have to like work through Derech HaTeva to get closer and closer to Binyan Beis HaMikdash and to putting the right king in charge of Eretz Yisrael? Or do you wait for, you know, Hashem to send it down, min Hashemayim? Okay, there's more that you could say about that, but we'll leave that for another occasion or session. Yeah, there's plenty of Makoros. Yeah. No, the difference is to Midrashim, you never know if they're meant allegorically or not. But Rashi and Tosfos are saying it in a halachic context, right? When Rashi and Tosfos are saying,